Welcome to the Search Storage UK FAQ podcast on tape archiving. My name's Anthony Adshead, Bureau Chief for Search Storage UK. Today's speaker is Martin Taylor, Converge Network Manager with the Royal Horticultural Society. There are two questions in today's podcast. The first question is, what is tape archiving?
Tape archiving, well, the first thing we've got to do is differentiate between archiving and backup here. Now, to define backup, basically, you have a series of files that are backed up to a tape drive in this instance, but there's also online copies. Now, archiving, the online copies aren't retained and the data is stored away for access, possibly at a later date due to regulatory compliance or for any number of reasons that might be specific to the business in question. It's a bit of a different mindset. Backup you can get back easily. Archiving could prove a little bit harder to retrieve. When you're archiving, you've obviously got to be able to search your data. You want it secure, and you really want to be keeping it with a provider that meets your service level requirements and that you can trust for the long term. But the basic definition of tape archiving, there is no online copy for quick retrieval. Everything is vaulted for the long term. There may well be some practice associated with doing that, which I'll go into in the next question. And really, it's a case of how long do you want to keep it, why do you need it, and do you need the facilities to be able to get that data back should you require it.
Thanks, Martin. We'll move swiftly on to the next question then, which is, what are the key best practices in tape archiving? Over to you again.
Well, if we start at the bottom level, really, we're talking about hardware compliance here. You construct your archive, write it to tape. Now, obviously, you want to decide whether that data is encrypted or not for security purposes, and then you need to put it somewhere for the long term. Now, because long-term storage of tape can require special facilities, I mean, in extreme situations, we're talking EMP or solar flares here, your tapes could be destroyed by environmental factors that your own site doesn't have the ability to deal with. So first thing is you move it off to an archiving service. Now, once you've moved it to the archiving service, you need to be very tight with your service level agreements, depending on what your needs for data retrieval are. Now, a lot of companies will guarantee a retrieval within a certain time period, depending on the location of their storage facility to where your actual stuff is. Now, once it's in there as well, you need to maintain the hardware to actually get access to that data over time. Now, obviously, media will expire over time, as in new standards will emerge. So you need to write a plan in as well in order to keep the hardware current so you can actually get the data off of it and make some use of it. What we're talking about here is the two main factors around archiving are where do you keep your data, the hard media, if you select a provider, or do you construct your own storage facility for that, and how do you get access to that data in the long term? So archiving needs to also consist of an ongoing process of review of not only hardware, but also the encryption standards of the data, and also basically the service level agreements for accessing your data and how your archive is going to be maintained. Because obviously archives have a habit of growing over time. So also you need to standardise your data across the same archive media, and there has to be a cut-off point where you're going to have to make a decision on changing the media standard, which means pulling a whole archive, restoring it, and then rewriting it. Now, once you've actually got your data onto tape, then there's the question of how do you search that data and how do you access it? Now, archiving technology generally involves complex metadata, which will basically allow you to search across your archive and pull out the data that you need. But you need a very good indexing system with tapes as well. This relies on effective internal admin, really, and having someone who's got ownership of that process. During this short podcast, we've looked really at the main issues of archiving. I think really the first thing to do is to look at the process around how you deal with your data and what goes into the archive, what the retention requirements are for it, and the retrieval also. So really, you need to pull together an overview plan, and this needs to be on a very long-term basis. So it requires quite a lot of time and effort to define your archive, where it's going to live, and how you're going to get the data back. And those really are the main points that are involved in this subject.
Great. Thanks, Martin. That's the end of the podcast.